Hi, my name is Isabel, a ninth grade student in Mr. Sunderland's English class at Cristo Rey San Jose High School. I am here with the amazingly talented Emily. We are here to talk about Mrs. DeBose and how she acted towards Jem and Scout.
Yes, hi there, this is Emily. Ms. DeBose is a sick woman who does not like children like Jem and Scout. She especially does not like Jem. Do you know why she doesn't like Jem?
I think she doesn't like Jem because of that one time he hit her camellias with a baton. That made her not like him. Why do you think she doesn't like Jem?
I think she doesn't like Jem because his dad is trying to defend a colored person. How do you feel about Ms. DeBose not liking Jem?
I feel like she shouldn't be stressing over the situation since she is already old and sick.
I also feel the same way, Isabel.
If you were in Mrs. DeBose's shoes, how would you treat Jem?
I feel like I will respect him because he is open to growth and he likes to be adventurous.
Yes, I definitely agree with you. He is still pretty young and should just continue to being adventurous.
I read that she was addicted to morphine due to her medical condition since it was a painkiller for her sickness.
Yes, if it was a painkiller, it helped her with what she felt. How do you feel about it?
I feel that she should have taken care of her body and tried to not take the morphine so that it wouldn't take over her body and make her die quicker. How do you feel about Atticus sending Jem and Scout to read to Ms. DeBose as an apology action?
I feel like that's good because without them knowing that they are helping her not take the morphine, what other punishment could have been good for Atticus to give them?
I feel like Atticus could have made them do something else, like making them reflect on what they did instead of making them do something that wasn't really a punishment. How do you feel about how at the end, Ms. DeBose gave them a camellia as an apology acceptance?
I think that it was sweet of her because she gave them something nice to accept their apology.
Yeah, I also think it was pretty sweet of her because even though she was always mean to them, she showed an action of kindness in her last days of living. Okay, thanks for having us. I hope you like listening to what we had to say about Ms. DeBose. I have a great day, Crystal Ray.